just setting the bar is a little out of this world.
Literally.
Yep. So it's always examples of what not to do and maybe who not to fall in love with. This isn't a good example of, okay?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with an alien, you're doing okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is going to be a tough long-distance relationship to navigate, isn't
it?
I know.
Long-distance relationships are hard as it is, but Abby Bella...
Did they meet on Tinder?
Abby Bella is going to experience this long-distance relationship. As she said, aliens abducted her from her bedroom a few weeks ago, and now she's in love with one of them.
Oh, my God.
This is her tale. Abby claims she heard a voice in a dream tell her to wait by her window.
Wait by your window.
Really? You think that's what the voice sounded like? That's really creepy.
So she sat,
I would ignore it.
So she sat there the next night until a flying saucer swung by.
Wow.
Picked her up with its tractor beam and brought her on board. There.
Dang, did she describe what it looked like?
Well, there on the UFO were five aliens. But one of the aliens really caught her eye.
Did she describe what they looked like? Is there a celebrity they resembled? Are we talking Ryan Reynolds hot aliens?
I don't know.
Or are we talking E.T.?
Abby didn't get that detailed. She said the alien said he'd only take her home if she gave consent. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So he was a gentleman, so that's good.
Great.
And she wasn't ready to leave Earth just yet, so they brought her home 20 minutes later. But now she regrets it. This was the one that got away.
Dang it. So wait, I missed it. Did you, was there any probing that typically goes along with these kinds of stories?
You know what? A lady never kisses and tells.
Gotcha. All right. Wow. I can only hope that maybe that alien is listening and realizes... Maybe he needs to swing back by.
Yeah, well, she's got an overnight bag ready and is waiting for him to come back. So, again,
this could be like a misconnection.
Listen,
this is like a misconnection.
You cannot control who you fall in love with.
No, you really can't.
As evidenced by our Wednesday morning bit, Missed Connections.
Yes, I am going to need, though, a little bit more of a detailed description from her about what these aliens looked like. You know, just in case we happen to encounter some, you know, in our lives.
So, again, we pass Abby's story along to you as a setting the bar in a, if you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with an alien, you know, because distance, of course.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to decide, would she relocate?
I think she would. Yes, yes.
To pursue this relationship, it sounds like she'd consider it.
Yes. That is setting the bar on 99.7 TJX.